This is The Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Well, I'm at the airport, even though that's probably a bad idea right about now. But I've got to go home to visit my mother. They think she may not last much longer. So it's kind of interesting coming from my house to the airport here in Panama, because it's been, the roads are pretty much empty, far, far less traffic than normal. It's kind of a ghost town in Panama City, even though it's a weekday. And here at the airport, the only people in here are employees and foreigners. Panamanians are not leaving. Many of the shops are actually closed. The only people leaving are foreigners and lots of people wearing masks and that sort of thing. Bummer. Looks like the Copa Club is closed, where I normally have a cup of coffee. And I'm just glad they're letting anybody out. So looking at all these canceled flights behind me, it appears that flights into Colombia, Ecuador, and San Salvador, at the very least, have all been canceled. Mostly Colombia. Lima, Peru was canceled. And Venezuela canceled. So a lot of Latin American countries appear to be canceling their flights. I heard that San Salvador canceled all flights into their country for 2 weeks, just closed the whole airport. That's pretty extreme. You know, it's interesting watching the news about all this, because so many countries are completely shutting their borders. They are sealing off their borders. The conversation for so long has been about, that it's xenophobic, it's racist, et cetera, et cetera, to keep anybody who wants to come into your country out. Well, now a lot of countries are rethinking that idea, thinking, hey, maybe it's not so racist to keep to try to keep this virus at bay. And there are lots of other viruses and diseases that have been brought in by illegal immigration or irregular immigration over the last several years. There have been, everything from scabies to, some people say, smallpox coming from this irregular migration into the United States. My big interest is, how is this going to affect the flow of migrants that we've seen recently from Syria into Turkey and across the Mediterranean Sea into Greece? So right now, there are still thousands of migrants who are stuck in Lesbos, the island in Greece, thousands of them, and overcrowded refugee camps, and it's been a big problem. There was a big fire at one of those refugee camps over the last, just a couple days ago, in which a small child was killed. Take a look at what that looked like. So I spoke with some of my contacts in Guatemala yesterday, and apparently there's another migrant caravan that just crossed from Honduras into Guatemala. You would think with this big global pandemic that they would have maybe given it a rest for a week or two, but no, that's not the case. And Guatemala allowed them in. They say, not to worry, we had people check them for a temperature before we allowed them into our country. Well, since we now know that this virus can spread before you are symptomatic, that probably didn't do a whole lot. And the guy that I was talking to in Guatemala said that the people doing the testing were just lay people. They were not doctors or anything like that. so they probably really don't have any idea what they're doing. And those people are headed to the United States. Many of them are Haitians, he said. Much of this migration is happening, continuing to happen illegally, even into Guatemala, into Mexico. They're not crossing through legal channels. They're not being vetted or tested in any way. Many of them don't even have passports. So that's interesting.
Here in Panama, everybody coming into the country will only be allowed in if they're a resident or a citizen. So no foreigners allowed into Panama, but I would imagine most of these guys are on layovers.
Hey, so my flight's boarding behind me there, but they called me up to the desk and told me they're not going to let me on the flight because I've been in Europe in the last 2 weeks. And so CBP, Border Patrol, alerted United and told them not to let me on the flight because there has, apparently I have to come through certain airports, and Houston isn't one of them. Dallas is, for some reason, one of them. And Newark is one of them, but Houston is not, even though just about every international flight from south of Houston goes through Houston. But apparently the CBP wasn't able to put in any kind of extra screening there. So rather than, I guess the only thing that bugs me is that nobody let me know this when I booked my flight. Like they could have just kept me from making that kind of reservation if they knew I couldn't do it. But I guess that's the way it works out. So now I'm on a American Airlines flight at midnight out of here, 12 hours from now, going through Dallas, and it'll take me another 12 hours or so to get to Reno. Just some of the fun of traveling just happens sometimes. That's what you get.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.